Abigail, what are you doing?
Shh, staring contest.
It's not real.
You're telling me, Ezra. 3 hours and it still hasn't blinked.
No, I mean the sheep is fake. It's our decoy for wolves.
I knew that.
Hey, Jethro.
Hey, Jethro.
Hey, Ezra. Abigail, Skippy.
Where are you up to?
Just cutting through. Got to check on a sheep over on the other hill. Looks like it may be giving birth soon.
Yeah, just like us. We have one due any day.
What's the news from town?
Oh, you know, same as it's been for days. Town is packed with the census of the entire Roman world. Gotta count everyone.
Good. Maybe the world is finally coming to its senses.
Glad to be out here, where we finally got some peace and quiet.
Better be on my way.
What's it like on the other side, Jethro?
Well, the grass is greener.
That's what I thought.
See you later.
Bye, Daniel.
Boy, all those people? It sure sounds exciting.
Town is exciting because stuff happens there. Nothing happens in the fields.
Ladies and gentlemen, Delilah Downer.
Evening, Shiloh.
But it's the truth. Nothing more boring than being a shepherd. And sheep are probably the dumbest animals on the planet.
But they do seem to understand everything we say.
Everyone, I'd like to introduce the newest member of our team, Tabitha. She just entered her first year at the Shepherd Academy up in Jerusalem. She's here to learn a little bit about how real shepherds do it.
My friends call me Tabby.
Tabby, this is Ezra, Abigail, and Skippy.
Hey, Tabby.
Tabitha, in front of you is one of the most elite groups of shepherds you're ever likely to meet. The tip of the sword, or as we like to say, the curve of the crook.
I can't wait to learn from all of you.
Gangway, coming through, lady with a baby.
Is that the sheep from the other hill?
No, it's yours. I never made it over there.
What's going on?
One of the sheep just had a lamb.
He's here.
He's beautiful.
This is so amazing. You have to love being a shepherd.
I have to?
What did I say?
Here we go.
My dad owns the flock. The youngest kid in the family has to be the shepherd for the family flock. I'm the youngest, so I'm stuck with it.
Aw, come on, Shiloh.
Think about the most significant job you could have. You're about as far from that as you can imagine. Me? I'm made for something better.
What could be better than this?
Anything! Someday, I'm going to be in the center of it all, in on what everyone's talking about, not stuck out here staring at stars and smelling like sheep.
How?
Here we go.
By doing something big.
Like what?
Her next big idea. Sooner or later,